Yesterday was Election Day in Israel. It's a Middle Eastern nation of almost 8 million people. It's only slightly larger than New Jersey, but the vote was watched around the world. This will determine the makeup of the Israeli parliament called the Knesset. That'll determine who will be Israel's prime minister. It could impact the nation's security, economy, its relationships with other countries in the Middle East, and with Western nations, including the U.S. CNN does not have any official estimates of the outcome, but a major Israeli TV channel indicated that Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's party had a one-seat lead over that of his main challenger, Isaac Herzog, while two other TV channels estimated their parties to be neck and neck. Israelis don't vote directly for their prime minister. They choose the parties that ultimately determine the country's leader. You can find a full explainer on Israel's Knesset in Monday's edition of CNN Student News. Guinea, Liberia, and Sierra Leone, three nations in West Africa that have been hardest hit with last year's outbreak of the deadly Ebola virus. Of the estimated 24,300 people who've caught it, almost 10,000 have died. The virus also threatens medical workers, anyone who's been in contact with the body fluids of an Ebola victim. An American healthcare worker who caught Ebola in Sierra Leone is being treated at a National Institutes of Health facility in Maryland. The patient is said to be in critical condition. Several of the workers' colleagues, people who had contact with the sick person, are now being monitored in the U.S. They're not sick, but they've likely been exposed.